This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Welcome back, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Very, very busy day. All right, so we're told that Election Day is not going by without a hitch. Apparently, there's broken voting machines. Daily Mail is telling us. Overwhelmed polling places, faulty software, and ballots locked inside a foreclosed strip mall. I think that happened in Arizona. I think in Arizona there was a mall. Voters went in to vote, and I guess it was foreclosed the night before. So, overwhelming voter turnout. I mean, thank God for early voting, because that really saved a lot of us, you know, from, you know, needing to deal with the long lines. I think early voting is fantastic. I'm a big fan, unless somebody tells me that those early votes get tampered with, but as long as they're safe and no one messes with them and they're locked up under lock and key and, you know, I'm okay with it. But they say Americans across country showed up to their polling places in droves. I'm looking pictures of lines after lines. Some lines are hours long, but they say there was an overall sense of confusion. In Georgia, people were seen leaving polling stations because wait times were stretching more than 3 hours. Long lines also marred the first hours of voting in New York. Several counties in South Carolina, Texas, Georgia have reported technical issues with machines. They had to resort to paper ballots until the issue was resolved. They said a town outside Phoenix, Arizona, early risers showed up to their polling station only to find that the location had been foreclosed overnight. So, Alabama, we're starting to see some of the, some early results. Wow. Are we already seeing early results? We can't. Polls are open in Alabama despite overnight storms, forcing schools and offices to push back. There was damage to power outages statewide, a lot of weather issues. Secretary of State John Merrill says precincts are supposed to be open on time and located in schools. Classes had been delayed, but so far, states are trying to do what they can. Arizona, Maricopa County officials say a polling site in Phoenix, Chandler, Arizona, not operating. Apparently, poll workers were trying to set up in the parking lot of the Gulf Academy of America. That had been foreclosed. Fontes, who is Adrian Fontes' county recorder, says they will now open a new polling location for the Gila precinct at Mesquite High School near Gilbert. Apparently, the owners of the property locked the doors. That took election officials by surprise. Reopening the site would have required a court order. They say any voter can cast a ballot at a voting center, while only voters registered at a specific precinct can cast ballots at the precinct's polling location. So you see how that's a mess up. Connecticut officials say voter turnout was brisk. Residents decide that the state's, reports of long lines. No reports of any major problems. In Florida, a very, very, very heavy Senate race. This is, Florida has really sunk a lot of money into this election. And a Florida polling place was put on lockdown for about 40 minutes. Why? There was a man with a gun in a nearby parking lot. Palm Bay Police Lieutenant Steve Blant said passerbyers getting into their cars on Tuesday saw the man sitting in his vehicle with a gun in his lap. They called 911 and police arrived as the man was driving out of the parking lot. Blant said the man was in his mid-80s and did not make any threats. And the gun wasn't loaded. but obviously they had to do a lockdown. The man was taken for a mental health evaluation and was not arrested. If you have a gun, if you're legally allowed to carry it, are you allowed to sit in your car with it? The problem is you got a lot of people standing in line, could be sitting ducks. I understand why people are nervous. That's, you know. So more than 5.2 million voters had casted ballots ahead of Election Day. Still, they're expecting long lines. Georgia. A lot of issues. Voters waited up to 3 hours to vote. They have a very hotly contested gubernatorial election. At a polling place in Snellville, Georgia, there were 100 people taking turns sitting in children's chairs and on the floor because they waited in line for hours. Voting machines were not working, so poll workers had to offer provisional paper ballots while trying to get the machine replaced. In Kansas, apparently some polling places were closed or consolidated, so that led to worries that voters could be disenfranchised if they can't find a way to get there and cast a ballot. Republican Kansas Secretary Chris Kobach, Secretary of State, my guess, says voter turnout appears to be heavy. New York, they had rain and windy weather. New York had a lot of issues, okay, but that did not deter voters. There were also broken ballot scanners that surfaced at polling places. You would think somebody would make sure all equipment is working. Not sure what happened there. Apparently, 2 dozen scanners were malfunctioning, repairs underway. A broken scanner means longer line. All right, let me see. I live in Nevada. I have not heard too much of what's happened in Nevada. Sounds like Nevada so far so good. But, many of you guys, and we talked about this in the first hour, many of you are not going to be happy with the results tonight. And I get that. Half the country is going to be upset, no matter what happens. Whatever final elections happen. And so I wrote a piece on election depression. I want you guys to take a look at it. All right? I mean, I'm going to be broadcasting some of the results on the Steve Sanchez Show, but I'm also going to be with friends tonight. And so whatever happens, you want to make sure that you, you know, put right life first. Don't let an election or a loss depress you. Okay, you're not voting because you're Republican or you're Democrat. You're voting because you're American. And a vote is a very, very special celebratory act that we do. But it doesn't mean that an election has to put us in a months-long, depression dirt. All right? But we'll get through it no matter what. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD. CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. Enter receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com. Use discount code CBD now. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. There's a study out saying if you put Christmas decorations up early, it's good for you. I think for those of us that love Christmas, and I do, love the holidays, kind of makes you feel good. The only thing is if you're going to get your Christmas decorations at Lowe's, there may be an issue. I'm being told that there are 51 underperforming stores at Lowe's, and they're going to be closing by February 2019. Didn't I just spend about an hour a few weeks ago talking about how Lowe's and Home Depot were brilliant? You know, because it's like a man's store. You know, men could go in. You know, smells like, and he smell the wood. and the 2x4s, and you got the nuts and the bolts and the paint and the toilets and the I love that store. I just love it. You know, you don't have to, you know, see any girly things. Okay? You know, guys could go to that store and not be told, oh, buy this, buy this, buy this. Although, I do. When I go with my husband, I'm like, oh, we need this, or we need this, or we need an air freshener, or we need this. I'm like, alright. But, you know, you basically can go in, get what you need, and get out without spending $500 at Walmart. So, Lowe's and Home Depot were brilliant. Brilliant type of stores. But we're being told that they're going to be closing down 51 underperforming stores. They revealed the closure plans yesterday, claiming in a media alert that the decision was part of an ongoing strategic reassessment that would allow the company to focus on its most profitable stores and improve the overall health of its store portfolio. 20 standalone Lowe's are going to be shut down in states like Alabama, Massachusetts, Illinois, Michigan, Texas, Pennsylvania, Louisiana. California is going to get 4 stores closed. They say the majority of impacted stores are located within 10 miles of another Lowe's store, adding that most associates at these stores will be extended opportunities to transition to a similar role at a nearby Lowe's store. Canadian Lowe's are also going to see steeper cuts. 31 locations, including 2 plants, are going to get the axe. Ontario, Alberta, Quebec, Newfoundland, British Columbia. 9 stores each closed in Ontario and Quebec. So the decision to close Canadian outposts, they bear the Rona name, R-O-N-A, comes 2.5 years after Lowe's completed its acquisition of the Canadian home improvement chain, Rona. Lowe's said it will be closing and consolidating 4 non-store facilities, but did not specify. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, they're going to close the 51 stores by the end of the 2018 fiscal year, which will fall on February 1, 2019. So, usually after Christmas, we see a little lull in terms of hiring, employment, in terms of the economy. People will spend a lot of money around Christmas time, and then, nope. And Lowe's has huge real estate. If there's a Lowe's and it's located in a commercial strip, it's a huge anchor. And every time you see an anchor close, it really messes things up for the rest of them. And with the type of real estate Lowe's requires, not a lot of stores can jump in and fill it. You know, maybe a Home Depot, maybe a Walmart, maybe a Target, but there's not a lot of chains that want to pick up that much real estate. It's a lot of air conditioning. It's a lot of heating. It's a lot of cleaning. It's a lot of staff. And so, you know, while we watch the changes in the economy and giants, internet giants like Amazon start pushing competition out of the way, we start to get a little nervous that, you know, what happens to a lot of our stores, commercial real estate, and then the economy. Now, you would think Lowe's and Home Depot would be a little bit more, shall we say, immune, because when you need to go in and get your tool, or get your, you know, wood, or get your flooring, you know, a lot of times you really want to see it. You want to touch it. You want to, you know, and a lot of us buyers we're still very hands-on. But, again, everything is replaceable. And so maybe you have a lot of people saying, I like this tile. I like the way it looks. I'm going to buy it online. Order it, have it shipped, and then have somebody put it in for me. And so, you know, stores like this, when you see big anchors fall, that's a problem. Now, this technically isn't a fall. They call it kind of a reorganization. But a wave of closures is not good. Okay, so Alabama, California, San Francisco, multiples. I live in Nevada. No one there but Michigan. A couple stores there. Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri. A couple in New York, Texas, etc. So, you know, we're not sure what's going to happen now after this new election. But we talked about how, in terms of the economy, we have a trifecta of things that could affect us. You got baby boomers moving out of their homes, and you don't have a lot of millennials buy homes. You know, home purchases have gone up, but that generation isn't as into purchasing homes as previous generations were. So there could be a housing glut. You have commercial real estate like we've seen. You see these big anchors close down. Really messes things up because people would rather sell online, save the money, and I don't blame them. You could save a hell of... If I want to open up a store, I would do it online. Why would I purchase... Why would I pay for real estate? I could do the stuff online. Get the order, have maybe one or two employees do the shipping of the packaging, send it out. Boom. Done. Rather than opening up a store and taking that risk. So you have a lot of less risk takers out there. And then, of course, we have the automation. And the automation, you just can't escape. I mean, it's crazy. There are so many things out there. So many things out there that you just aren't seeing. You aren't seeing people man anymore. And so, we'll keep you guys posted on that. But that's a little sad because I really do like Lowe's and I like Home Depot. And that's just kind of, unfortunately, what happens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, let's talk about real quickly here. There's this idea that you're going to live long because your parents lived long. So if you have good genes, you should be good. Well, not entirely. There's a study saying that longevity is not genetic. Apparently, there's a study looking at 400 million people. And they say genes have little to do with how long we live. Now, as you know, DNA does determine a lot of our traits. If mom, dad, brother had heart attacks, there's a good chance you'll have a heart attack. If dad, grandpa, grandma had colon cancer, there's a good chance you could have colon cancer. So, yeah, it could. But they say longevity is influenced much more by our environmental factors, like diet, whether we smoke, whether we don't smoke, social factors like wealth. This study from research company Calico Life Sciences and Ancestry.com shows that our familial relationships inject much greater uncertainty into the DNA equation. Long lives can run in the family, but that doesn't necessarily mean you'll live longer. They say 7% of our lifespan is based on our genetics. You know, that's true. We talk about breast cancer. And we talk about how 90% of people with breast cancer don't have it in the family. You know, where there wasn't a genetic cause for it that we believe. So, scientists are studying the longest living people, and they're looking at, you know, what could have done it. So, Jean Calment, a French woman, she holds the record now for the longest life ever recorded. She died in 1997 at the age of 122. And she has been called almost immortal. And she wasn't, though, the only one to break the genetic mold. Her father died before his 93rd birthday. Mom died at age 86. Brother lived to be 97. They say her children did not, though, inherit those good genes. Her daughter, so we're talking the woman who lived the longest ever, 122. Her daughter died of pneumonia at the age of 35. And her son, Frederick, died at age 73 from eating cold, spoiled cherries. Grandson died in a car crash at age 36. Husband died at age 74. And scientists believe that between 15 and 30% of the lifespans could have depended on the mom and dad. But, there's accidents, there's pollution, there's smoking, there's a whole variety of things. Researchers had used data from Ancestry.com's database of 54 million family trees. And that's how they got the data from 400 million people. So what does it mean? Well, if you got good genes, that's great, but it means you also have to take care of yourself. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Millions of voters are heading to the polls today to select their representatives to the 116th Congress, with the balance of power in Washington hanging in the balance. All 435 seats in the House are up for grabs, along with 35 Senate races and 36 gubernatorial contests. I had a chance to catch up with these voters in Arizona.
We went and had breakfast, went over the sample ballot, discussed who we were going to vote for, and just came on over. And we were surprised there were actually quite a lot of people here this morning, which was great to see.
I think it's going to be very close, so I think every vote counts.
The Supreme Court has decided unanimously that local governments with small workforces must comply with the federal law against age discrimination. The justices ruled in favor of two Arizona firefighters who claimed they were laid off because of their age. A new study out from the University of Texas Health Science Center believes having one energy drink can be linked to heart and nerve problems. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we've talked about robots doing surgery. And I believe the Da Vinci robot was used on me when I had my hernia repair. I had a really, really bad ventral hernia. All the muscle just, it was after the first hernia repair. I think I must have had an issue with the mesh such that, the body didn't really do well with the first mesh, such that I needed a big, huge piece of mesh, and we used a robot for that. Very, very cool. Medical students thought it was awesome. Unfortunately, we're being told that somebody died at the hands of one of these robots. Now, let's talk about what happened. Stephen Petit, or Pettit, 69 years old of Newcastle, died from multiple organ failure after the robotic heart valve surgery he had at Freeman Hospital. Heart surgeon Sukumaran Nair had been offered training on the use of the robot. with the hospital's gynecology department, but they said he refused. Well, this is according to the Daily Star. He said he told a colleague later he could have done more dry run training beforehand. Now, that doesn't make sense, because usually somebody who uses the Da Vinci robot has to be well-trained. Expert assistants in the use of the sophisticated robot, known as proctors, were present for only some of the procedure, but then they left partway through. The operation was planned to repair a mitral valve, but damage was caused to the interatrial septum. So we talk about the heart. Think of it as a box with four compartments. The top two are the atria, the bottom two are the ventricles. The mitral valve connects the left atrium and the left ventricle. So something must have happened to the top wall between the two top boxes, or the two top atria. And then the procedure had to be converted to an open heart operation where the chest was opened up to repair the tear. Pathologist Nigel Cooper said by the time the operation had been going on for a considerable period of time, by the end of the surgery, the heart was functioning very poorly. They say medicines and a machine to help the heart function were brought into Mr. Petit's but Mr. Petit's organs had already begun to shut down, and he could not recover. Now, this frightens people. Now, mind you, thousands of surgeries are done a day using robots, okay? And the Da Vinci is one of the most famous. But it's not necessarily, risk-free. Nothing is. And, you know, there's this argument that do we really want humans to be replaced by robots, or are we sick and tired of robots and are we sick and tired of humans making mistakes that we want automation to step in? Now, the Da Vinci has had its run-in with patients before. One, I think, tightened up on a clamp or tightened up on a piece of tissue. And the surgeon who was operating the robot by computer in the room had to, you know, step in. And then you had one robot who allegedly hit the patient in the face. There was a robot doing the hysterectomy. And then it slapped the patient in the face. You would think that's a joke, but there's a report that happened. And so, you know, I could just see the robot slap me. I could just see the anesthesiologist, the doctor slap me, going, man, this girl drives me crazy. So, but it's rare. For the most part, my surgery, thank God, went well without a hitch. Knock on wood. So I am a big fan of the Da Vinci robot. But in this particular case, there was some boo-boo. And so, now somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, how many doctors have accidentally lacerated something during surgery? You're right. If you look at the rates between Da Vinci and humans, these robots probably do better than humans. But unfortunately, if something bad happens with a robot, that's going to make huge, huge headlines. Just like with these automated cars, these driverless cars. Accidents happen all the flipping time. Car accidents happen all the time. But if it happens with a driverless vehicle, nobody's going to want the driverless vehicle. That's just the way it is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some good news. You know this polio-like illness that's been affecting especially kids? I believe we have, 64 cases now? I have to double-check the latest numbers. But this is where somebody starts out with a cold and then ends up having this polio-like illness where they can't move. It's called acute flaccid myelitis. Now, apparently doctors in St. Louis has found a new way to treat this. There is no treatment for acute flaccid myelitis. Sometimes they'll try steroids. Sometimes they'll try IVIG to block the virus, enterovirus, even though we're not 1,000% sure it's viral. But there's this little 8-year-old kid, Brandon, who, tell you his story real quick. He was playing baseball one day, and everything was normal on Saturday. Then, Dad Brian Nobit said Tuesday into Wednesday, cold-like symptoms happened. And then as the week progressed, he had headache and neck pain. Days later, Brandon could not use his legs to get out of bed. That's when Dad knew something was wrong. So the doctor diagnosed Brandon with acute flaccid myelitis. Brandon, now 8 years old, is wheelchair bound. And again, it is acting like polio. Brandon said, while all your friends are running around a plane, it's just hard to sit in bed and do nothing the whole time. So his family turned to Dr. Amy Moore of Washington University in St. Louis, who says, my goal with the children with AFM was to restore hip stability and then motion of the upper legs. So Brandon received what doctors say is first-of-its-kind surgery. Moore is the only doctor to perform this, and what she did is perform nerve transfers on the children's lower extremities. She said, I used what they have. They were wiggling their toes, and so I was able to move a nerve that wiggles the toes to the hips. Now surgeons at Children's Hospital Los Angeles are seeing some success with this nerve transfer surgery. So 14 months ago, Moore performed the nerve transfer surgery on Brandon's leg at St. Louis Hospital. According to Dr. Moore, children typically respond best to this type of surgery because their nerves grow back more quickly. She said nerve transfers are most successful if you do it within 9 months of diagnosis. During the last checkup, Brandon was able to walk again. Thank God. It's been amazing, he said. Thanks to Miss Dr. Moore, I can go outside, play with my brothers, play football. He now only uses his wheelchair to play basketball. But I got to tell you, they call this polio-like. It really is acting like polio. So the CDC has confirmed 72 cases in 24 states this year. Cases did spike in August. And it's rare. We don't know the cause. We also don't think it's contagious because we're talking about 74 cases in the last 2 years. Actually, it's been diagnosed since 2014. 400 people have been diagnosed since 2014, but 72 cases in 24 states this year. So if a kid gets it, you're not seeing his brothers and sisters get it or his classmates get it. So what we think is happening is it's a virus that circulates. Some people get sick, some people don't. Some people get the sniffles, some people don't. But some people will actually then come down with this acute flaccid myelitis where their limbs go weak, where it inflames the spinal cord. And unfortunately, this kid was one of the ones that unfortunately had a immune system that allowed it to happen. So, but we're not seeing a common thread of these people or kids getting affected by this. The majority of them are younger. The majority of them are under 14. But we do think it's got to be some susceptibility. Now, some argue, well, maybe it's because these kids get sick with two different viruses and the combo of the two. I don't know. Some say it's an environmental toxin. Hard to say because, again, brothers and sisters don't seem to get it. But if they can do nerve transfers and reinstitute some nerve feeling, that could be absolutely fantastic. So we'll keep you guys posted, but definitely happy day for this kid. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, how many of us are morning people? I am. Well, if you're a morning person, that may help you when it comes to cancer. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC.
Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC is pretty looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Taxes, substitutions, extra.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say women who wake up early have a lower risk of developing breast cancer, according to researchers in the UK. A team at the University of Bristol in England analyzed data from 180,000 women enrolled in the UK Biobank product, and this is being reported by USA Today. And they looked at 228,000 women who had been part of the genome-wide association study of breast cancer led by the International Breast Cancer Association Consortium, better known as IBCAAC. Now, the findings, which were not peer-reviewed, were presented at the NCRI Cancer Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Whew! Boy, that's a lot of information for a paragraph that kind of really doesn't tell us anything, but it means it's a lot of people. It means a lot of big people listen to this. And they found that women who perform mornings have a 40 to 48% reduced risk of developing breast cancer. That is huge. Also, the research notes that women who slept longer than 7 to 8 hours had a 20% increased risk of additional hours slept. That's good. I barely get 6 hours of sleep a night, so I should be good. Actually, that's not good. We really need about 7 to 9 hours. Rebecca Richmond, a research fellow, that's a lot of R's. Rebecca Richmond, a research fellow at the University of Bristol, involved in the study, said the findings could have implications for those working night shifts. Night shifts. Still, more studies must be done to understand the voice. Is it my lisp? What is going on? I cannot read or speak. Still, more studies must be done to understand the connection between waking up earlier or later in the day and breast cancer diagnosis. Lord have mercy. All right. So, what does it mean? Do you have to change your habits? No. You know, those of us that are morning people, have you guys gotten me yet? Do you guys get me at all? I'm a morning person. Why? It's when my body wakes up. I go to sleep, and then when I get up, it's like bzzz, and I'm just up, and I gotta go pee. And then I get up, and then the dog's up, and the cat's up, and I have to yell at the dogs and the cats. I go, what, you hungry? You want to eat? Then I have to feed them. And then I got to pee, and then I'm like, well, I'm up, so I might as well work out. And then once I work out, now I'm up, and I'm like, well, I might as well do some work. Then I do some work, and I do like a nap. I love a lie-in on the weekends, as the British call it. I love naps. I don't have time for naps. This weekend, definitely no time for a nap. Very busy weekend coming up. But I'm up early. Do I like to go to bed early? I don't want to go to bed early. I do. I'd like to be up late. Man, I remember having a date at 11 o'clock at night, and then having a date at 7, and then having another date at 11. I mean, I loved going out, and I don't know, maybe it's because I'm older. Can't do it anymore. If it's midnight 1, I mean, if I'm having fun... Yeah, but if I'm not having fun, I want to go to sleep. So, my guess is I go to bed early. See, last night, because of the time change, I went to bed after the Cowboy game. So, the Cowboy, I wish I could have fallen asleep during the game. It was a horrible game. But the game ended at like 8:05 Pacific time. Usually, games last till 8:30. And I'm like, well, it's like 9 o'clock because of the time change. I was tired and went to bed. So, yeah, I woke up at 5 this morning. So, does that mean I'm going to have less breast cancer? I don't know. Got big puppies. Don't know what to do with them. So, my guess is maybe we get more sun. Maybe we get better sleep. I don't know. But I found it fascinating. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How many of you guys want to lose weight? Well, we have two new studies suggesting a small daily serving of nuts may benefit our overall metabolic health and keep off the weight. It provides cardiovascular benefits, improves fertility, boosts our memory and intelligence. Nuts do so much for us. And what I love about nuts is they've existed since caveman days. This is what our caveman brethren ate, which means our bodies are designed to eat them. They have unsaturated fatty acids, they have fiber, they have protein. They have other beneficial chemicals. So according to Medical News Today, they're a superfood. Now, two new studies look deeper into why they could help our metabolism. And so the findings are going to be presented at the American Heart Association Conference in Chicago, Illinois. And the first study, led by Dr. Liu, a research associate in the Nutrition Department of Harvard, T.H. Chan, looked at the long-term effects of nuts and peanuts on body weight. The second study examined the effects of Brazil nuts on satiety, being full, blood sugar, and insulin response. Now, this was supervised by Dr. Mi Young Hong, a PhD, a registered dietitian, and a professor in the School of Exercise. Now, what they did is they looked at 25,000 healthy men who took part in the health profession's follow-up study. They looked at 55,000 women who participated in the Nurses' Health Study and 47,000 women who took part in the Nurse Health Study 2. And then the three groups had to fill in food frequency questionnaires once every 4 years. I doubt I would remember what I ate. And the researchers discovered that replacing foods that had less nutritional value with a 1 ounce serving of nuts and peanuts lowered the risk of weight gain and obesity over the 4-year follow-up. So if you had nuts and peanuts and were finding daily, that seemed to do well. If you replace a serving of red meat, processed meat, french fries, desserts, or potato chips with nuts, boy, did you lose weight in the long run. So, the study's first author says people can often see nuts as food items high in fat and calories, and so they hesitate to consider them as healthy snacks. But see, here's the key. You gotta swap a bad meal. And so, rather than eating a burger for lunch, eat some nuts. Have a glass of water, a bunch of nuts, and a banana. I'm going to tell you, you'll fill up. Once people reach adulthood, they say they usually start to gain weight about a pound a year of weight. But gaining a pound over 20 years, that's a lot of weight. So if you could add 1 ounce of nuts to your diet in place of less healthy foods, such as red or processed meat, french fries, sugary snacks, it could help prevent the slow, gradual weight gain you get during adulthood. And then Brazil nuts. So Brazil nuts was in a second study where they looked at Brazil nuts in 22 healthy adults. And boy, are Brazil nuts greasy. They got a lot of that oil. But it's healthy oil. 20 of these healthy adults were women. And the participants added either 36 grams of pretzels or 20 grams of Brazil nuts to their normal diet in 2 trials. Then 48 hours passed between trials. Now the Brazil nuts and the pretzels are the same amount of calories and the same amount of sodium, and they both trigger a sense of fullness. But the Brazil nuts contributed to an increased feeling of satiety. 40 minutes after the participants had their snacks, the researchers found that the pretzel people had significant increases in blood sugar and insulin levels, but the Brazil nuts didn't. Now remember, when insulin level rises, you gain weight. You get hungrier, you get thirstier. So we don't want increased circulating insulin levels. So if Brazil nuts stabilize your postprandial glucose, meaning you're after eating sugar, that could be beneficial in preventing diabetes and weight gain. Now, selenium is in Brazil nuts, and they think selenium could be the reason. Now, a lot of people say, well, then why don't I just go buy selenium as a vitamin? It's not the same as, you know, get it in your food. Now, again, that study was mostly women. But it just goes to show you that there's a lot we could do, little baby things we could do to help us lose weight. You know, they say if you're dehydrated, that may be a sign you're not sleeping enough. They say sleeping 6 hours a night instead of 8 may give you a higher chance of waking up dehydrated. They say maybe the reason why you're waking up is because your body wants you to drink water. Researchers say a hormone that regulates hydration might be getting interrupted in those of you with, you know, short sleep, the vasopressin. So maybe if you want to drink better, you should hydrate more. It's a thought. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.